Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Dennis Dankey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Director of Natural Light, which is out of competition. Well, it's a very heavy and intense film, Natural Light, to watch. And it tells a story of war that we never... The world that we don't know, you know, the world that is made by common people, and that is not big, is not eventful, but it's very, but it's dark and heavy and dangerous as well. There is a part of your family history in this film, isn't it? So I mean, the idea of the film came from your grandfather, am I right?
Yes, it was always something that I grew up with, that on Sunday lunches my grandfather was talking about the war, his experience in the war, which was also, as a child, as understood it, as a kind of adventure movie, or which was a lot of excitement, and I never felt really the stress of that, or the tragical part of that. And later on, I always wondered about that. And for example, there was this story when he had to kill a partisan. He was ordered to kill a partisan. And I was always wondering what went through his mind at that moment. He finally, fortunately, didn't have to kill this man. But I was still interested and asked questions about this situation. What exactly was in his mind? And he never really answered that. So when I made this movie, I was thinking, my grandfather was a music teacher. And he came to the war. He had nothing to do with this war. He was drafted in the army, as everybody. I wondered, I didn't know if they committed any atrocities, but if, let's say, they committed an atrocity, how would I imagine his face as a music teacher, as a soldier, in this situation? It was important for me to bring this idea back into my mind making this film.
Yeah, actually, which is exactly what we watch in the film, because your lead character is there, but he doesn't know... He doesn't understand why is there, why and what he has to do. Actually, his only aim is to go back home. This is what he wants to do, right?
Yes.
And but it's also a movie that it deals with the fact of common responsibility and the impossibility for the single to avoid those responsibilities, even if they're not exactly his own, you know. And the actor did an amazing job on that, because as you were telling about your grandfather, that his face shows is impossibility of doing, of escape. To how did you work with him to create this?
Our idea, or my idea, was from the very beginning to work with faces. Mm-hmm. And not to work with dialogues, but mostly by silences and the presence of faces. So it was a key idea for this film to work with amateurs. Amateurs who are playing themselves in the movie. They are not creating a character, but they are really playing the characters who they are themselves. So we are watching people really doing daily routines, and they are being themselves during these daily routines. It's very important how they cut a bread, or how they wash themselves, how they eat. All these things tell a lot about their psychology.
Yeah,
and it's not the dialogues that talk in this film. So this was our approach, to create this atmosphere through these amateurs. It's important to say that all these amateurs are people who were coming from agriculture in Hungary. So we found these people through 3 years of casting.
3 years of casting?
Yeah. We called all the agricultural farms in Hungary one by one and asked them if we can come and look at the workers. So it took a lot of time, a lot of driving. It was really an amazing experience for me too, as going and really understanding our country in a way, meeting the people every day and meeting their families. It was not only important to convince these amateurs who actually didn't want to become actors. They didn't like this idea of acting in a film. We had to convince them. We have to convince them, or get their trust to get in this film. Mm-hmm. So, and in order to have their trust, it was not only needed to convince them, but also their wives, their children, sometimes the mayor of the village, sometimes a doctor or the priest. You know, you really understood their whole surroundings and environment. So it was actually a real lesson for me to get to know our country.
And the aesthetical approach that you choose to make for the film is very realistic. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there are no dialogue makes it even more realistic, because dialogues would have made it fake. Because I imagine that they didn't pick that much when they were walking through the swamps to go to from one village to the other village. And but also aesthetically, in terms of photography, it's really interesting because it's dark, but it's not dark. I mean, we can see through the dark. This is what I thought about when I was watching it. So. It's an interesting approach.
Yeah, it is a very delicate way how this kind of filmmaking doesn't. It has many risks, I would say, that you can easily be like it can be like an effect or and what I think brings or our way of thinking is always to think about the very concrete, and in a way, the very concrete is the nature and the faces that are in front of us, that they are really something real, and you cannot lie about those. So this helps us to create this the truth about this atmosphere, let's say. Nature is very important in this visuality also. Nature is something that is constantly present, that is constantly there, but actually it's not a gentle nature, has a relationship to the people. It's very indifferent. It's a constant observer of everything and indifferent.
And sometimes it's even difficult.
Yes, very harsh. And it's there before people came, and it's there after they die. So it's always there. It's a very. This is an idea of this kind of nature that it surrounds us. It's present, but it's very indifferent to our lives.
It's bigger and stronger than any human.
Yeah, absolutely.
Humans are like little things.
Yeah, they don't count in this.
Listen, your film is here also because it's a part of the. It was created through the Torino Film Lab program, and I know that it was a very long process to make this film. Right? How long it was?
Because it took me 7 years. We took part in two programs of the Torino Film Lab. Yeah. I'm really thankful for these two programs. Adapt Lab in 2015-16 and then Feature Lab in 2016-17. And I met amazing people in these labs, especially they helped me very personally with the script. I would mention Razma Radulescu and Franz Rodenkirchen. They really added to this film with their own personalities. Yeah. And I'm also very thankful to the whole TFL, Mathieu Darras, who invited us at that time, and also to all the others.
Now they make an amazing job, actually. Which was the most complicated part of the shooting, if there was any? To more complicated.
The whole thing was really complicated. Exactly. I mean, the weather was really something not easy. It was really cold. I mean, most of the scenes are outside, so we were like 2 months outside in a very cold conditions, like 0 degrees, sometimes minus. And it was a very dark period of the year. It's October, November, December in Latvia, which is like we only have 8 hours of sunlight or daylight. There was no sunlight at all, so only daylight. Yeah. There was 8 hours, so we had to be really quick, it meant. So it was a real compromise. We really like this part of the year when it's the colors are really like with a special tone. And
everything is blurred.
Yeah, everything is blurred, and there's a lot of fog and so on. But it was a compromise because we had only like these 8 hours every day, so we had to be really quick to do everything in this. We shot actually only 30 days, so
only 30
yeah,
days
in 2 months'
shooting.
Time, but only 30 days of
so 7
shooting.
Years of preparation. And 30
yeah,
days of
and
shooting.
It's decided in 30 days. It's terrible, no?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank
a lot
you
to
so much,
Nagy, the director of Natural Light, here from the Torino Film Festival. I'm Gela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.